Sometimes a car is known for its time period in history. That's the case for this particular Nissan. If you're under the age of 35, you probably realize just how valuable the car on today's feature is. If you're over 35, well, you might just pass by a $500,000 car without giving it a thought. It's next on the American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
I recently spent some time at the Midwest Dream Car Collection in Manhattan, Kansas. It's a place open to all, a car museum of sorts, but designed for people who may not think they really are into cars. There are usually about 65 cars on display at a time. One of the most expensive may not be that familiar to you.
One of the craziest cars we have here is one of the 14 Nissan Skyline R34s legally in the U.S. under the show and display NHTSA licenses.
That's a Nissan Skyline R34 worth $500,000. As Chris Gergany explains, that car probably says a lot about how old you are. You either know it or don't, based mostly on your age.
It's a $500,000 Nissan that most people over 35 don't understand, but if you grew up on the Fast and the Furious, on GTA, it's the unicorn of unicorns because they're so rare.
And if you're over 35, like I am, you may have a vague idea of what Chris just said, but it still doesn't register how rare this car is. One of only 14 allowed in the entire U.S.
Most people aren't going to say, hey, I'll let you take a picture. Be careful. Don't tear things up. But most people aren't going to say, I'll let you sit in it. That is the unicorn of unicorns.
Chris allows folks the chance to sit in a car of their choosing if the place isn't too crowded and if the car isn't roped off or on a platform. You may be able to get up close to some of the cars you may have only seen in the movies at best.
So I want people to walk out of here not just looking at something beautiful, but having a better knowledge and a more intimate experience.
It's a great place for all ages to see a variety of cars and maybe even sit in one that you have dreamed about. Traveling the Countryside in Manhattan, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.